lady Gaga, it's lovely to meet you.
Hi, lovely to meet you too. How are you?
Good, thank you. I love the hair.
Thank you.
Looks great.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on the movie. I loved it from start to finish. I was completely captivated by it, and I loved your character Lee. So you play Lee Kwinzel in the movie, who people will know as Harley Quinn, and Harley is obviously a character from comic books and one that people are very familiar with from other movies. And I wanted to know, for you, when you're going into a role like this, how much research did you do into the character?
I did a lot of research on the character, but that also included drawings of her and all the amazing art made of her. And I learned about her spirit, and she has an unpredictable spirit. She's mischievous. She's a little greasy and rough around the edges. And I knew that I could carry her spirit with me, even if I was going to make her really different. To
Yeah.
have her match this version of Gotham City and also Arthur Fleck.
She was so likable in it as well, her character.
Yeah, I thank you. I think so. I'm glad you say that because, I hope that women would see the film and be like find something in her that they loved.
Yeah, no, I definitely did. And one thing that stood out for me throughout the film was the theme of identity and alter egos. So Joker is Arthur's alter ego, Harley Quinn is Lee's, and then you have Stephanie, but you also have Lady Gaga. And I was wondering, like, given your own experience of you being Lady Gaga and Stephanie, do you relate to the characters a bit more because of that?
I do in a way because I feel like I've definitely dealt with in my life this idea of dual identities, and one of them is self-protective, another way to communicate, a symptom of how the other me is feeling. But in a way, I feel like I relate more to that in Arthur, because that's more of his story with
Yeah.
Joker through these films. And then with my character Lee, Harley kind of exists in this movie as well in sort of this like idea of fantasy of who is Lee in Arthur's mind. And it's like it kind of takes all of these like wild twists and turns as he's falling deeper in love with her. And then also, you have to see the movie to see like the real life Harley comes into play.
Yeah. And it's hard sometimes to know whether it's fantasy or reality when they are together. Like, I found throughout the movie, I was kind of questioning it the whole time. I was like, is she there? Is she not there? And I think that's something that was really interesting throughout the film as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, definitely, I think Todd as a director was really trying to push the audience and blur the lines of reality and fantasy and what does it mean for the two of them? Their minds are really, unique. And so also I think probably what made it hard for you to know which was which is that, what these two fantasize about might not be the everyday fantasy for somebody.
Definitely not. I love that. And one thing that I did notice as well in the movie was the amount of fans that Arthur has. Like, people love Joker. And I know that's something that you can relate to being Lady Gaga. You have a lot of fans yourself. But for you growing up, or even in present life now, who is your icon that you look up to?
I mean, my mom. My mom was my icon. But I loved Mick Jagger. I loved David Bowie. I loved Elton John. I loved Madonna. I loved Britney, and I loved Radiohead, and I loved Led Zeppelin. I had musical icons.
Yeah.
I just kind of like. I loved music. Music was my icon.
And I'm sure you've probably met a lot of them now. So you probably had a lot of pinch me moments throughout your career with meeting some of your icons.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, so many of them, and like collaborating with Elton, knowing him personally, and David, his partner, had like such an amazing human being. And Mick and I did a duet that was really special. Like recording that live with him was really cool. Yeah, I mean, for me, like probably the biggest icons in my life were musical icons.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations on the movie, and I can't wait for all my listeners to see it.
Roz and Emma. RTE 2FM.